Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, we all know we love our music, and if Dean Lewis asked the question, how do I say goodbye to somebody I've known my whole life? And I think one of the best ways we can calm that person or let that departure when we lose somebody to be as calm and easy for both of us is to be sure that you know what they want and be sure that they know that you know what they want and that their wishes are going to be carried out. In my almost 23 years in this world of finance and insurance and benefits and retirement and planning, I've had to manage quite a few claims, help the family, get the documents ready, do all of these steps and preparation and help people sort of think about things outside the box, that I wanted to go over a lot of the things you want to have ready before, but also the moment something happens, there's a host of documents that you're going to want to submit and be aware of. Because as is life, there is no one thing that just happens and covers it all. There's so many different verticals or different avenues that we have to go down to manage this. And in the federal government, there's quite a few different ones that we have to, you know, address for each individual person who passed away. And whether they passed away in service or as a retiree makes a difference because there's different benefits that you get. There's different steps. There's different documents. And I've talked before that somebody had asked me, you know, when's the best time to pass away? In service is the preference if you had to pick retired or not, because while in service, there are extra benefits and some automatic things that happen. So there's automatic survivor benefits. There's automatic death benefits. Obviously, with insurance, you keep whatever you had at the time. And there's also an extra benefit that an employee's family receives compared to a retiree's family. So let's go over the documents that we're going to need to kick off. The first one is that insurance, that life insurance. FEGLI stands for Federal Employee Group Life Insurance. And that is the first document we want to get submitted because it does pay in a lump sum. And remember, life insurance is not an income tax event. There's no income tax on life insurance. Now, I stress income tax because that doesn't prevent it from being an estate tax, if that is applicable. And there's other different kinds of taxes that we could consider. But income tax, no. So that is MetLife. MetLife handles all of your life insurance, feds, and postal employees. They also handle that TSB annuitization option. But that's a story for another day. So the step one is life insurance from the Fed. So the form is an FE6, looks like this a little bit. And again, I keep all of these handy at the ready whenever something happens. That way, all you need are certificates. And then we fill out some of this data, which there's quite a bit of data. Who are you? Who was their spouse? Do they have any other spouses? Or not currently, but did they ever have any other spouses? Do you have any other spouses? What kids are there for beneficiaries? Are there any dependent kids? There's a lot of things to disclose for this document. And again, when this time comes, it's, you know, not everybody's in the best frame of mind to really do this. So reach out if you need help with this. This is what we do. Step one, life insurance for federal service to get that process started, because it's going to take a good month or two to receive that that deposit or that check in general. Could it be faster? Sure. Could it be longer? Sure. Just depends on how the documents go through and if there's any issues. Now, federal employees, you've got to report the passing, well, families of federal employees, you got to report that to OPM, that is the Office of Personnel Management. Now, again, this is for retirees. So Fegleyform, it's going to be regardless of their employment status. OPM is the one you would report to if they are already retired. If they're still in service, you're not going to report to OPM because they weren't reporting to OPM. You're going to contact their human resources because they were still in service. And so those are two different things, again, whether they're working or retired. So what's the next thing we got to do? We have to apply for their actual survivor benefit if you were the spouse and there was a survivor benefit. If somebody passes away in service while they're still an employee, this is going to be automatic, assuming some of the requirements were met. That is, you know, how long you've been married, that kind of thing. But in general, a survivor benefit is automatic based on eligibility for retirement. And you're just going to get essentially half of what their pension would have been had they retired by the date of passing. And there's a different one for civil service, but the majority of my employees today are going to be FERS employees. That is the Federal Employee Retirement System. And this would be the form for that. Again, we keep all of these handy. And a lot of the same information I mentioned from the life insurance requirement is going to be a requirement for this form also. Lots of stuff, family history, who's potentially eligible to receive this benefit and who ain't. So that FERS form that is potentially for a survivor benefit, if there is no eligibility for retirement, then somebody also is eligible for what's their unpaid compensation and also their own cumulative retirement. So let's say there's no monthly income to receive. There was a cumulative retirement that they paid into their pension. That's the only lump sum kind of deal that's outside of life insurance or TSP. So that is totally separate and not lifetime. That's a lump sum of their own contributions into their pension. Most Fed FERS employees that are postal or federal, if they've been in 30 years, they've been contributing 0.8%. So that will be maybe, you know, your average is going to be between like 10 and 15 grand kind of average. So that's kind of what you're looking at. So another entity, totally separate entity from all of this, is if you have outside life insurance. So this is unrelated to the Fed, but outside life insurance, there is a policy locator. So you may say, oh my goodness, like, I don't know if dad had any life insurance. I don't know if my brother had any outside insurance coverage that he was paying for. Go to the NAIC Life Insurance Policy Locator Service. Clickety click, you go through some of the processes and you're going to submit the information for yourself to potentially see if you're a beneficiary of any policies. And you usually list the person as well, obviously, as the person who passed away and kind of go from there. So that's a very good resource because maybe they had policies that were paid up and you're not going to see that coming out of the bank account. A lot of people say, oh, I went through their bank account and saw what they were paying for and I contacted all the company. Well, what if they were old school, yo, and they, you know, had an older whole life plan that was like a 10 pay or a 20 pay? You never know. I've had some incredible surprise stories from people where they're like, I thought I knew my family member and they were not into planning. And it turns out that they were into planning. And they had it all set up, all perfect, you know. So hopefully that's the case rather than the opposite. But that's part of why I do these stinking videos. So people can prep to prep. Like, you want to be sure that your federal employee knows that you care enough to at least be interested, especially if somebody gets sick. My goodness, if they're dealing with this diagnosis, number one, don't be scared to talk to your people, right? They're still people. They're nervous about this, but they want to hear like what happened in your day. They don't want to just talk about like, how are you doing? What did the doctor say? Obviously, you got to do all that, but that's not all they want to talk about. But you maybe say, listen, it's none of my business, but if you need me to help you with any prep or whatever, you know, I've got a couple ideas. I watched this girl online. Maybe we should check some stuff out. She may have some ideas. I've gone through this process with quite a few people who are doing preparation for, you know, their next generation, preparation for their inheritance, for their legacy. whether there's an immediate need or not, it makes a lot of sense to do the planning, because that non-immediate need sometimes becomes immediate without our ability to prep. What's another entity that needs to know about somebody passing away? Well, that is the bucket of money that they saved, the TSP, the Thrift Savings Plan. So this is my version of how to submit this. I've literally made this to basically say, this is all the stuff TSP wants, and we submit it up to them along with a death certificate. Now, remember, when you're doing anything financial, you need what they call the long form. Long form death certificate includes the cause of death, the cause of passing. So if somebody passed away in your family, go ahead and just get 7 or 10 original death certificates. You're going to need them. You'd rather have 3 left over than need another 3. So get as many as get more than you think you need, because you might end up needing them. And you don't know what other plans and policies are going to trickle in that are going to require this original certificate anyway, especially when you do that NAIC policy locator and it comes back with you're the beneficiary of 3 different plans. You're like, holy cow, that's 3 different death certificates that you're going to have to physically mail in 3 different times. So prep thyself. TSP needs all this information. Now, this is a big, big chasm of a conversation for the TSP. So to minimize that chasm, remember, TSP predominantly is money that has never been taxed, which means if you're the beneficiary of said pre-tax money, you must now prepare for the way you're going to be taxed. So TSP has a couple of different scenarios depending on the order of passing away. So if this person who passed away was a spouse or a non-spouse, let me know when you call me. That's the biggest first question after when was the date and do you have the certificates? Because after that, it's life insurance and we need to let TSP know. Some scenarios we want to tell them like ASAP super fast. Some scenarios we're kind of like, yeah, we have a little bit of time. We're okay. Let's get this thing done this week or next week, which is also fine. But we have to make plans for how you want to be taxed, whether you want it in a lump sum, which is not our favorite way to do it, or if you're thinking maybe more over time, which is a better way to do it. Because remember, you already make money. You already have a job, and you already pay tax, and you don't want to pay more unless you got it. So what you want to consider is, hey, let's talk to Raina and her team, because we can look at a lot of the different things we have going on, a lot of the different options, and simulate some of the potential outcomes and help you make that choice. But step one is simply alerting TSP of the passing by filling out my little magical form and submitting it with a death certificate so they can at least start those proceedings and acknowledge you or whoever that is as beneficiary. So then your choices will then be made clear to you. Some other things to consider, obviously, outside IRAs. You've got who knows what they've done. And I got a guy spreadsheeted all of it, had the password spreadsheeted. Let's be like him. Let's do that benefit for your family and let them know where it is. Let them know where it is. I have a couple of people who entrusted that stuff to me. I keep it under lock and key. And when I get the phone call, there we have it. I'm not super into that, but I got a couple of people. There's attorneys that have that kind of information tucked away in their safe, lock and key, if something were to happen. Estate planning attorneys, same thing. There's a lot of stuff that the attorneys will have, your financial reps will have, your bank safe deposit box will have. So lots of things to consider. Remember also, if you're the one doing the planning for yourself and for your family, you might have to make them have some of the conversations. You might have to just put all the stuff together for them and baby them. Some people do not want to talk about it. Some people want to avert from that. And again, everyone is made different. Nobody wants to lose anybody, but it is good to prep. Because again, if I'm trying to tell my daughter something and I want her to be prepared for something and she is averting or saying no or like not listening. I'm concerned because when the time comes for her to deal with whatever it is I'm trying to prepare her for, she will be ill-prepared, underserved, taken by surprise. I don't want that. So I then have to force her to listen to what I'm saying, and then I want her to simulate it. Usually, I want to like, okay, show me that you know what the heck I'm talking about. Now, you don't have to force your people into stuff, but I'm just telling you, it is really good to be sure that they know. Because if you're the recipient, if you're the one who doesn't want to do the talking, remember, you may be doing your loved one a disservice because they need that calmness of spirit to know that you know they're doing all this stuff for you. They want to know that you're prepared. They want to know that you know where all the money is. They want to know that you know where all the keys are and the passwords and the logins so you can keep on keeping on because they did this prep for you. Don't disregard it because even that it's, you know, if you go to certain countries and eat their food, there's different expectations of how to tell them their food was good, right? For us, we just say, oh, it was very good. In some countries, they want certain, you know, bodily reactions and it's foreign. But remember, everybody needs some type of validation to know that it's there, to know that you know and care and are paying attention because they did it for you and they want to know that you know that you know. I don't want to beat this home, but I just encourage you, if you were trying to not think about it or talk about it, let's not do that. You may be hurting their feelings or preventing them from closure that they're trying to achieve. Remember, first and foremost, my number here, 850-450-6500. Call me, text me, let me know what's going on, and we'll get set up with a meeting, whether that's with myself or one of my esteemed colleagues who has incredible experience. We were on a meeting just yesterday, and we were counting up the years like, wow, we've worked together for a long time, some of us decades. One of the guys I've known 20-something years. He's known my husband longer than I've known my husband. Some people, 15, 10, 8, 6, long time. So we've got a team of people who love what they do and want to help you help yourself and help your family members. So we look forward to chatting with you soon and getting prep for everything so you know that you know that you know.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.